From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Morgan McKay is reporting for the State of Politics blog. With New York on pause, many employers have laid off their employees to allow them to collect unemployment checks, leading to a record number of unemployment claims being filed. The Department of Labor said its website is averaging around 250,000 logins a day. The system usually handles 50,000 calls a week. Last week, there were 1.7 million calls. This has left many people unable to finish the process of filing for unemployment. Secretary to the Governor, Melissa DeRosa, said the system was, and I quote, overrun almost to the point of collapse, end quote. State officials are now working to increase the server and bandwidth capacity for the website, and the Labor Department is also hiring more staff and rehiring retired staff to help with phone calls. New York is waiving the 7-day waiting period for benefits during this emergency. Labor officials said anyone who qualifies for benefits will receive them in full, even if there are delays in filing. For anyone who wants to apply for benefits, the day to file is based on your last name. Monday through Wednesday, Thursday through Saturday are open enrollment days. Step-by-step filing instructions can be found online at labor.ny.gov. James Allen is reporting for the Times Union. As expected, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association announced this week it has canceled the remaining winter championship events in boys basketball, girls basketball, hockey, boys bowling, and girls bowling in the wake of the coronavirus emergency. Basketball had reached the state of regional final stage. Hockey for Division I and II was set for the semifinals and final, and bowling had reached its championship. President Paul Harika said, and I quote, "This is one of the most difficult decisions the officers of this association have ever had to make," end quote. Several of the teams involved had an idea the announcement would come, but the hurt of being unable to complete the season remained. Shenandoah girls basketball coach Joe Murphy said, and I quote, "It's disappointing, but it is what has to be done for the health and safety of others," end quote. The association said a decision about the plan for the spring sports championships will be made on or before April 27. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that New York won't enforce its plastic bag ban until at least mid-May. Walmart is again giving shoppers plastic bags with purchases. New York's law went into effect February 1st. Then Department of Environmental Conservation officials announced there would be no enforcement until March 1st. Now with the coronavirus outbreak, enforcement may not happen for a while. Walmart spokesperson Philip King said in an email, and I quote, "The bags are being utilized in advance of the May enforcement period so we can serve customers during this unique time. We'll adjust accordingly in May and beyond based on the applicable law," end quote. Environmental advocates of New York Deputy Director Kate Curia said that, and I quote, "We look forward to the full enforcement of the plastic bag ban and expect that stores will do the right thing and transition to reusable bags," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.